platonic friendships
with the opposite sex can exist.
Do you guys think that girls and guys can be friends, just friends?
10,000% yes.
Yes.
Well, yes. We have, like, biased people over here, though, because they've been best friends forever.
Well, that just lets you know. I mean, if people get into something, they were already feeling each other beforehand. Or something. You know, they want to...
1,000% of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I mean, they're. I was like, where's she
Jesus
going with this?
Christ!
That was such a pause. I was like,
1,000%, bro. I have never in my life slept with someone, been with someone, a friend that I wasn't already feeling from jump.
Yeah.
I just settled for friendship because I said, right now is not the time. But God knows when the time comes, I'm going to be like, hey,
what's good?
Do you want to hang out? As more than friends.
Boom, bop, bing. What are we doing?
Boom, bam, bing. Bada bing, bada boom. What's happening? Exactly. So, but yeah, people don't sleep with people unless they know.
That's not...
Yes. I remember you bringing up, though, about your dad saying guys will... jump on the opportunity if they're presented.
So how do you feel about that? Because my dad, from as a child, is like, every boy that you're friends with wants to sleep with you until
they get the green light.
They won't.
I'll give them yes sometimes. I'll say, like, if I had to give a percentage, probably like 70%, maybe 60%.
That's pretty low.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's.
I feel like as women, we're out here just thinking that every dude wants to like defile you.
Yeah. What a word.
When in fact, there's women out there that just want to defile men too.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. Because there's men that I see and I'm just like, let's. Hello.
Yep. Where are you at?
How are you?
Just let's. Like, we'll leave it at let's.
I'm just like, hello. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
But...
So everyone's. Jordan, friendships. Yeah. Do you have
10,000%, yes.
Do you have a woman best friend?
Yes.
Where is she at?
She's in Kansas right now.
Oh, dope.
I helped her move there.
How long have you guys been friends?
Four and a half years now.
Okay. And has she been in a relationship? Have you, either one of you, been in relationships?
Yes, during
okay,
it.
And mm-hmm. How was that dynamic with
That was my go-to, like, yo, like, this is what I'm thinking about doing. What would you think? Like,
no, I'm saying, how was the dynamic with the significant other and you?
Oh, they got introduced. They had to get introduced.
Yeah. Right. But you guys were cool. Like, it wasn't, yes, there facts. Was no shade. Mm-mm.
What about on their end, though? Like,
from what
on
you know?
The girlfriend's end?
When I was talking to the girl, like, we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, but, like, I introduced them because I went on a date by itself, another date by itself, and then I brought her out with the group mm-hmm. because that group needs to know.
Smart right. man.
You know what I'm saying? So
the third date is important. That's significant.
Third mm-hmm. date's a real one.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I was like, what do you think? What do you feel like? Because she knows my mom. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what do you think my mom would say? Because before I'm an only child, so that's like my older sister. It's true. It's like my older sister.
Well,
so, yeah. And, yeah, I lost her. She's in the Midwest now, but she's doing great things, so... I'm going to have her listen to this. Shout out, Whitney. 2020 is coming.
We love Whitney.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my girl. She's an Olympic discus thrower.
Oh, that's cool.
That's dope. So,
yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
She moved from LA to Kansas and we did the cross country. I helped her.
The road trip?
I helped her do the road
trip,
yeah.
That's great.
So.
Yeah, I kind of feel like nothing happened then yeah.
No, man. I I gave her the bed. Like, we had in the hotel room, because I had family along the way, the only hotel... We had two beds, so obviously, but like when we got to my cousin's house, they thought we were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave her the bed and I slept on the floor. And then I told him the next day, I was like, look, it's not like that. And then I slept on the couch the next day. So I got upgraded. But
do you think that, like, knowing that you guys are just friends, you can sleep in the bed with her?
Yeah, I could.
Okay. And you wouldn't think that's weird?
No.
No, not at all. No. I was just telling her earlier. I was I wouldn't sleep in a bed with you if I had a boyfriend, but like as single people, I would have no problem I'm gonna sleep in the bed with both.
Look, when I was younger, like in high school, I would say right after high school to like 18, 19, 20, we used to go to Vegas like once a month mm-hmm. and from Phoenix. And we used to put like shout out to all my Phoenix folk. We used to put like 6 people in a hotel room.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I have no choice.
Yeah, like, you're sleeping, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. These are still my friends to this day, and like I've seen them through relationships, I've seen them, you know, do this. I've seen them get flown out. I've seen them fly people out. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just...
Oh, really?
I don't
want
to be a part of
their life. I said, oh.
You don't want to be a part of their life. Shush.
Whoa.
I hate those things.
I know. Oh. Okay, so we're going to get into ghosting.
Oof.
The plague of the 21st century. Of dating in the 21st century. So, thoughts, concerns, have you not? Lois, let's start with you because you're making a face.
I'm bad. I'm
you're the ghoster.
I'm the ghoster. And I don't even have reasons why.
His eyes are closed. By the way.
Right, because I'm thinking about so many things right now. It just happens.
That many times, dude?
Oh, and it's nice. So bad. It's like, and honestly, there's been times where I need to apologize. Like, I've had that. Yikes, I've had that conversation
with myself. However, Kamba, yes. At least he apologized.
On a podcast, how many times later?
What?
How many times later have you ghosted and now you're finally apologizing?
like a few, probably two, three, probably twice. But I mean, I'll give one specific story. There's this one girl that we were like, shout out one girl. But we were like off and on since like, we first met in college, like back in 2000, like whatever, you know, early. So I don't know. We've always just had that type of, I don't want to say relationship, but like we'll go on dates and then we'll stop talking. We'll go on dates again later on down the line. We'll stop talking, you know? And I think I know
who you're talking about.
Huh?
I think I know who you're talking
about. Yeah. She was at my birthday.
Shout out to one girl.
So, that just happens. And I don't know. Like, we've never had that conversation.
What are we conversation?
That and just like, well, we've never gotten too deep. Like, I think we've had like the most dates that we've gone on in a row before we stopped talking was probably like two or three.
Dang. Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's been years of this?
Years.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
but I'm a woman, I'm like, stop, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. It was actually your podcast that made me think about it. I was like, damn, I'm not shit, but.
I'm glad that we caused
that. Yeah, so.
But. I mean, I've also been like, yo, you're not shit, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I
told Maya a story once, and that was the first thing she said.
I literally was like, you are not shit for this.
You're lucky. Nothing's. Come of it.
Yeah.
Look, you haven't got your tire slashed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Heidi. Shout out to them then.
Shout out to the women.
Yes, for not being crazy, I guess.
Maybe you know how to pick them.
True.
Facts. Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, I think it's...
So you're a ghost. Have you been ghosted?
Oh, yeah. And actually, so me and this girl, we went on like a date or two, whatever. She got right back with her ex-boyfriend.
Mm.
But... at the same time, I was like one of those dudes like, okay.
Jordan is having a hard time right now.
Yeah.
He's tough.
I'm feeling for you.
Yeah, buddy. But I mean, like, I was like kind of doing, like, we weren't serious, you know? So, like, I kind of had my other things going on, so it wasn't.
So you always keep, like, a card in your back pocket.
Yes. And that's why I kind of don't, like, that's when it goes back to the whole breaking up thing. Yeah. Like, I want to, you know, I hate to say it that
You're
way.
You're a recycler.
But that's just, fuck.
I'm a recycler, for sure.
Yeah. I don't like starting new shit, that's for sure.
In this economy? God damn.
Jordan, what about you? Are you a ghoster?
I have before because of fear of being hurt, but besides that, usually they're the one that has been the ghost.
Well, I mean, he's a mayor of Friendzone.
Hence why I'm the mayor of Friendzona.
Friendzona.
Mm-hmm.
Good play on.
Jasmine? Well, we talked about this, we can touch again.
Have your opinions changed?
No.
No?
I will never ghost someone because it's shitty. Like, just be upfront. I don't like you. Like, I don't like you. So,
if a dude was just like, listen, like, I'm kind of talking to a few girls right now.
That's fine.
I made a face. I said.
I don't think it's as fine as you think it is.
Hold on.
It's
not. Anyone that says it is. I've never been put in that
situation. I've never had a dude be like, yo, I'm talking to multiple women.
Mm-hmm. But on our end, okay, talk to multiple guys. Like, you're not in a serious anything with
this
person.
You never do. That's why I'm so single.
Maybe that's why I'm single.
Well, I'm celibate. So that's a whole other situation. Which, did you know this?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so I'm celibate.
Remember, but
yeah, I'm celibate. I should have counted the days. I'm probably close to 270 something now.
Nice.
One of your pocket. Damn, I just listened this morning. You said 240 something or something.
Yeah. So it's definitely been some time since then. It's been a month just about since our second episode.
Okay.
So that would be 30 days. So 270 something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna go to 365. I think. Why this are you
month laughing? This month is No Nut November. Just if you guys
When did that come about?
I don't know.
Wait a second. I thought it was No Shave November.
It is
It's No Shave November for me.
Rap.
Anyway,
anyways, I'm celibate because of all of these things that we're talking about. Like, I just, like, don't have the energy to deal with men right now. Like,
But I think that's because you're, I don't want to say an emotional person, but
you I am an emotional person.
Okay, then, yeah. You get invested, exactly.
Because I am not with the bullshit anymore. Like, I'm not 22 years old anymore. I am about to be 27. Like, I want to get married. I want to have kids at some point in time. I want to travel. I want to buy a house. I want to do things. I don't want to just sleep with you on a Saturday night and then not hear from you until next Thursday. Let's go have dinner on Tuesday night and talk about how annoying work is. Let's go. Hey, I have tickets for a show Wednesday night. Do you want to come with me?
You want a date?
Yeah, like, yo, this restaurant just opened. Like, let's go do this.
Thursday is a very significant day.
I can't do anything on Thursdays because I teach Zumba on Thursdays. So, like, we can have dinner after.
Yeah.
But my, like, I want to do things that men don't seem to want to do at this point in time. So, I was like, you know what? I'm taking a step back.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's just a guy thing, though. I think that's a society thing, honestly.
That's like, why
it's
just I have to date someone so much older. Yeah. And that's another conversation. So, we're bringing this into that because LA people are... There's this Peter Pan syndrome that happens with everyone that's in LA.
Man.
And I'm 27 years old. And I mean, and I've felt like I've fallen into it because I'm thinking, I'm like, well, I can't settle down with this person because what if someone else comes around? You know?
That's how, yeah, okay.
I've fallen guilty of it because I haven't been swept off my feet yet.
So I think that's what it is. Yeah, I haven't.
That has a lot to do with being guarded, though.
Yeah.
Like, we've been through a lot on both ends.
True.
Facts. We're guarded. Like, we just are very choosy with who we give our time to and all of the above.
People take trauma different.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I guess I don't like to sit here and think that I'm, like, some, like, emotionally abused and scarred person, but I just know a red flag when I see it now.
True.
And I feel like there's a lot of red flags in the world. There's a lot of men that just have, that come very problematic and very... There's a lot of issues that I don't feel like I want to put up with anymore. Like,
as you shouldn't.
Yeah, because right. I don't have the energy for it. Like I said, I'm an almost 27-year-old woman. Like, I don't want to deal with your mommy and daddy issues anymore.
But no matter what, there's always going to be issues. It's just you grow.
Which is fine.
You grow from the ones that used to affect you, and now it's new set of.
I'm fine with dealing with your issues as long as you're willing to meet me halfway with...
Meet me halfway.
Exactly.
With life. Like, commit. Commitment to me is the number one because that's the issue that I've had with almost every man I've dealt with is that they don't want to commit.
You got to find a guy who has a committed TV show and ask him how long he's been following it. If it's since the beginning, then he's strong in his commitment.
Is that what I need to do?
Is that what it is?
It's a joke, but it's true.
You know what? That's not. I mean, there's some logic rooted into that.
Yeah, I can.
Like, have you watched Grey's Anatomy?
Like, I've been with
The
Walking Dead for nine.
Oh my God! You've watched the whole thing?
Facts. I've never missed an episode, and that's 5 years, 4 years.
That's a long time to be committed.
What is the spinoff? The Fear of the Walking Dead.
Fear of the Walking Dead. I started it, but I
you know, a lot of Walking Dead people don't watch Fear of the Walking Dead because they say it's not the same.
It's not the same, but I stay with it.
My parents are Walking Dead fanatics, so you can go in the living room and talk to them about it.
Shout out.
But that's, you know what? I'm going to ask them. Like, did you watch The Office? Are you watching Game of Thrones?
Have you ever seen all of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh, yes.
No, I've never seen
36 episodes.
I know lines like the back of my hand. It's crazy. I've seen that episode.
Do you have a commitment issue, though?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
I think that's more, yeah. Like I said, I think that's more family stuff.
Right.
Also, every girl I've been with has cheated on me. So, I mean, yeah, that's kind of shapes my view. Yeah.
Guarded.
Yeah, exactly. So, guarded. I mean, I don't want to get to a certain point where I feel, or like you said, I just noticed red flags.
Earlier. Yeah.
Like with the whole, you know, friends thing, I think that...
Trash.
Yeah. Trash. There's no blurry lines anymore, for sure.
And I and like I feel like you and I have a very specific viewpoint of this because we have each other. So I'm like, I have a friend that's a man. You have a friend that's a girl that we're very close. But like there's never been an issue. Well, you know who I'm talking about didn't like you at first.
Right. Like most.
Right, but that was trash. And I told him that from the beginning, I'm like, you're stupid. Like, that's my best friend. Like, that's not a thing.
But that's also a mentality thing. We were younger, so you know how guys
Right, but still to this day, like, I would never threaten your girlfriend. And I don't think you would try and threaten... Like, our presence isn't threatening to each other. So...
Yeah, but to them, you know, when you...
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, for us, we have a very low threshold of that because we're like, this thing exists. Stop it. Get over it. That's You're my friend.
Yeah.
We're, yeah. Moving on.
Yeah. Okay. Worst date.
Oof.
Worst date ever.
Go ahead, because I'm thinking.
Oh, man. All right. On the spot. Let's see. First one that comes to mind.
Oh.
I took a girl out. I took a girl out. And we had met through mutual friends, and we were out at the like a bar, restaurant, or whatever. Got her number, told her, hey, when you're free, let's go out. Took her out the next weekend. We were supposed to meet up for, it was like 6 p.m., so I guess that's dinner, technically.
Yes.
Dinner. Took her out to dinner. At dinner, I'm very inquisitive. I really, really enjoy body language as much as I do anything else. And so I just kind of ask questions that are open-ended to just allow them to speak to see how long they're going to talk. Just started to pick up on things. And then the more questions I started asking about her, she made everything either about business, work, or her ex.
Yikes.
And so, you know, she starts drinking. We start eating. She continues to drink. And, you know, I'm very respectful. Like, I asked you to go out. I get that. But be cognizant on your first dates or just dates in general. Like, you don't know this person. You don't know,
big word,
you know, all that stuff yet. Like, if you're going to run the bill up, you know what I'm saying? Like, be careful with it because you might be asking for something that you're not going to be able to handle. Things like that.
Those are the facts of life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
don't run somebody's bill up. You don't know what the you don't. You could have had rent due the next day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, no, you're right. Saying, so like, long story short, she started drinking. She got a little tipsy or whatever. She drove. I Ubered because I lived in downtown.
Oh no.
And she had like this emotional breakdown about her ex.
This was the first date,
bro.
First date. So because you had asked me to bring a good first date, and I remember it. And I no name shall be named. Shout out to you. But I was just there. I was there, and I knew that at that point that it wasn't for me. But right now, I was meant to be there to listen.
Because of this moment.
At this point, I had to. But I had other stuff planned after that. But we didn't make it past dinner. I got the bill, and I paid for her Uber home. And I didn't ghost her, but I just texted her. I was like, "Look, I don't think you need to be talking to anybody."
That's for sure.
And then I was like, "When you're ready, if you are ready," and I was like, "We can try this again."
What a man!
He's a mighty, mighty good man.
She never came back, so she blocked me.
I would
me.
Hope
she,
not. She blocked you?
Oh, that's not okay. She's big embarrassed.
She was big.
Yeah, that's exactly
what we all said. She blocked you?
That would have been hot,
damn.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. Kuna Matata.
She
wasn't meant to be. Like I said, everything's a lesson.
True.
But you went through the whole night and blocked you?
The blocking is so extra.
Yeah, it is. Like,
it's not so extra.
Unfollow and then move on.
How many people you got blocked off topic again?
Like 5.
Girls? Guys?
Men. Women.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not men, though.
No.
I will say I've never really had a man act out of pocket to me online. Or even in person. I've never had some crazy dude be disrespectful to me. None of that. Like, thank God. I knocked on the table. But yeah, for the most part, I've just had men come correct to me or just... Because I'm not going to be mad at you if you have an opinion. Like, have your opinion, for sure. But you can have an opinion and not be disrespectful.
Yeah, true.
And I've never had a man be disrespectful to me online. Thank God.
Yeah. Worst date?
This one was a few years ago. God.
Kid Cudi hum.
Oh, my God.
So, met this girl on IG. It was like we were mutual friends through like a bunch of people anyways. I forgot how we brought up this day, but we were supposed to go to dinner for sure at the Americana.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what we had set up. We get there, mind you, we never met in person, right? So I had a specific image in my head of what she was going to be like, right?
Is she a catfish, bro?
No. So I knew she had just gotten out of a relationship.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I don't know. I was kind of like feeling. I was kind of like filling it out, but I was like, I mean, she hasn't really brought it up, but she did bring it up once, you know, just to like kind of brush over it. So we get there. Her head is completely shaved. I'm talking Britney Spears.
Bro, what?
Britney Spears breakdown moment.
Though, huh? No.
Nice. Bro, it looked like
said no.
It looked like she looked in the mirror and said fuck it. Like,
oh, you know,
she did. She did the buzz cut thing.
New hair, new me.
Yes. So I show up like
locks for love.
Yeah, staring at her like what? Like okay. So I forgot what happened. Dude. Then she just like she was like, actually, can we just do a movie? She was just like all over the place. Or she was like, do you want to get I don't know. Suggested ice cream or something like that. I was like, nah, at this point, let's just do the movie so I don't have to talk much and we can just, you know, go our separate ways after.
Lord, right.
But that whole, it was just awkward. Like, you could tell she did bring out the ex like once or twice throughout.
Right.
And I can just tell she had an emotional breakdown about that because he had cheated on her or something. So
I have never been that pressed.
The date was, I'm so glad it was a short movie. I remember, I think it was over in like an hour 45.
Dipped. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. That's I was out of there. So.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That was something. Man, when she popped out of that car and I was like, what?
Damn. Girl. Yo, that's wild.
Did you hold your face? Like, did you keep
who
your
knows?
You guys, no.
Carla, yeah, I was about to
not,
say.
Not, the most expressive yeah. person I've ever
met. My known. Eyes probably lifted a little bit like.
Hi.
But yeah, I haven't
posted
it.
This yet.
Man.
Porn.
She grew it out though. I still follow her.
Okay. So, when women say men are trash, what do you guys think?
You're trash. Wow. I just feel like that's like a...
Pow.
I don't know.
Oh, that was a good one. He gave us a bass.
He practiced that for sure.
Go, because men are trash.
Nah, so you guys
suck.
Are just...
Dude, men we are just what?
Weird and sensitive, and I don't know. You guys be thinking some other stuff. We didn't talk about this actually, like the whole IG story about watching your IG stories after.
Oh, he has a comment.
Oh yeah, what's your comment?
What's the deal with that? Like, or what's the problem with it?
Okay, so
that's weird.
If you ghost me,
okay.
Why are you still looking at my shit?
Do we hate each other?
I don't know. You ghosted me. I have no explanation.
I mean, it's not that you're so concerned. You're just, I saw your story pop up. All right, let me look at it. I mean, it's not...
Why, though? Like, if you don't want to fuck with us in the like from the jump, so why are you still consuming your
does everybody that
story?
Watches your story...
No, you're right. You're
exactly.
Right.
That's my thing. Not everybody... It's just because that one person was trying to, you know, you were trying to talk to them or whatever. Now it seems different. There's people that watch your story all the time that don't talk to you.
Facts, B.
You're okay
that's
with it.
That's true. That is true.
Facts, B.
I'm waiting for it.
No, that's true. He's yeah. right. I look at people. I mean, I look at dude's stories that I don't talk to anymore because I'm just like, oh, what's this name doing? Oops, sorry.
That's what I'm saying though. I mean, it just doesn't mean. I don't know. I don't think it means as much as you guys. Think.
You know what? To a certain extent, he's correct because I look at people's stories that I really don't give a shit about what they're doing. I'm just like, I follow you.
But like at that point, you don't pay attention. Like that's a lot of like click, swipe. Like you don't.
But
really
it would still show that you view.
Yeah, but you don't really watch it. So what's the point of looking
what's
at it?
What's the point of following them?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I don't think I've unfollowed many men that I stopped talking to. So now I have like, I'm not going to follow you policy on Instagram.
At all?
No.
Mm. It's yeah, kind of hard. It always comes up.
Mm-hmm. Unless
someone just followed me today, actually, that like I haven't seen them in a while. I don't know how she
Well, so is it someone that you already knew?
No, we met a couple of weeks ago. You were there.
Shout out to a couple weeks, girl.
We were both there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm weak.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. Stories.
The wedding.
Oh, shoot.
Moving forward.
So.
So men are trash. What's your rebuttal with that?
Do you understand why women say that?
Yeah.
No. You guys deal with one person and you just extrapolate.
That's
it
not
to
that's
true.
Not true.
That's not true.
Okay, so you have a few experiences.
No, it's an over. You know what, Jordan?
It's
weigh in. Hold on.
Okay.
I want him to weigh in before we give our female opinion on what this term means.
Okay, so I'm going to be completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think women, and not all, but I think the women that do say and believe in that opinion have dealt with a lot of emotional distraught, and so their opinion has shifted into what others in their circle have also dealt with,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes an extreme because of the remaining like memory of. Mm-hmm. Now you gotta think, like, if it was a group of women who were married, or like you we were talking about earlier, stayed with their long-term boyfriends, mm-hmm. they wouldn't have the opinion of men are trash.
Speak on it.
Now if they did, then that means that they also have trust issues. Mm-hmm. Because if you're only around women who are in love, then where would your opinion of men are trash come from?
Okay. Hold on. So we share the same opinion.
Correct.
But I have another circle, and all of them, I'm like the only, out of 9, 10 of us, I'm the only one that's single.
Okay.
They've all been with their high school sweetheart.
Are they married?
Or married.
They're engaged. Okay. They have a baby.
Okay.
So it's one of those three.
Okay.
I still have that opinion.
That's your opinion, though. That's not theirs.
But, like, their experiences, you just said.
That's not theirs.
It's the same. Like, it runs in the circle. The opinion runs in the circle.
Right, but, okay, so without you as the outlier, would they say men are trash? Because they're all together, aren't they? And I'm not saying you're the only one that's saying that, but as the outlier, if you ask them in a poll, would they say that men are trash? Because then they're just representing themselves, because they're putting up with who's in their life.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, if you're with somebody.
Go ahead.
FemGod. No, you're good.
I'm piping in only because my opinion of men are trash, because I don't think all of men are trash, obviously. Like, I have a great father. I have a great friend that's sitting right in front of me. You're great so far from what I've gotten to hear.
So far.
We have bad moments. You gotta...
No. When people say men are trash, I think men think of this in a romantic sense. And that's not what women are talking about.
I would not say
women are talking about... I'm talking about men that don't stand up for women's rights. White women make it's 87 cents to the dollar of what a white man makes. Latina Equal Pay Day was just a few days ago. Yeah. We make 54 cents to the dollar to what men make. Black women, again, we make 60 something cents to the dollar that every white man makes. Where are men rallying for us?
Yeah.
That's trash.
Like,
to me.
Especially with everything going on with, like,
which is abortion. With, yeah, and that's all another that stuff, thing. So, like, so a lot of men thinking that women, like, that you have a say so over a woman's reproductive rights. Or even if you don't, even if you're like, don't agree with like the crazy, like, right winged, like, Roe v. Wade needs to get overturned type of thing, if you don't speak up for it, you're not an ally.
Okay.
That's where my men are trash sentiment comes from. It's not a romantic thing. I've been with a man for a very long time. He did me wrong. Do I think every man is like that? Absolutely not. Like, I know that there's men in the world that are going to love me and love my dad is the perfect example of that. He loves my mom. He loves me. I have, you know, like, the two of you right in front of me. Like, you guys seem like great people. Well, you seem like a great person. I don't really know you like that. But Carlos is a great person. So I know that men in that sense are not trash. When we say men are trash, men rape, men are violent. Men are...
harass.
Yeah, they harass. And they don't say anything against their fellow man.
Yeah.
When a woman is being... Derrick Rose is a perfect example of what just happened.
Derrick Rose.
Was acquitted. He went through trial, blah, 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 blah. Derrick Rose signed autographs and photos and all that stuff for the jury afterwards. That is a biased jury. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that every woman is not out here. Like, there's a lot of women that are trash. There are a lot of women that are trash. And I will say that just as equally as men are trash, women are trash. There's a lot of shitty people in this world. But I will take a woman's side 9 times out of 10 because talking about trauma that happens to you like that in the world that we live in is hard. And it's very brave to do something like that because there's so many men that will say, don't say that. Don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to shush you. So that's where my sentiment of like men are trash are. Speak up, be an ally, be a brother, be a friend, be a dad, be an uncle, be that person. Because at the end of the day, like, we're cowering in fear every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a small person. She is not. She's a small person. Like, it's funny, like, I joke with you guys, like, oh, you guys don't have to be scared of things. Like, you're big, you're 6-something.
Like, walking to the car from the store.
We take precautions every day that you guys don't think about. So we have to live in that world on top of having to deal with menstrual cycles and birth.
But the thing is...
and all this crazy shit.
How can you say we're trash for... I mean,
It's a general sentiment because there's a lot of men. I mean, we're on Twitter. We see it.
I was just getting ready to turn.
Like,
I was
social media just kind of sheds light on.
Yeah.
Like, we have a broader spectrum now that that social media is so accessible.
I will say men are definitely more quiet in speaking out.
And that's trash.
But if you bring it up in a conversational piece, like, I do feel like we are very opinionated on it. We will speak our opinion.
But we will defend you. But I feel like women will defend men in a public sphere where men wouldn't defend women in a public sphere.
How many rallies have you been to in the last 3 months?
In the last 3 months, none.
How many have you been in the last 6 months?
When was the Women's March?
That was last year.
Last year.
That was the last one that I went to.
So
my mom went to that. She said she saw lots of guys.
There were a lot of men there.
So I'm gonna say political views have you said in? Have you ever been to your city town hall?
No, I've never.
So a lot of these opinions are based on the people that you know, the people that you may
surround myself with.
You surround yourself with. And so I feel like there are men, but their names aren't pushed heavy enough because, you know, it's like
majority.
A lot of, especially on Twitter, if you're for feminists and you're a male, you're just trying to get women.
But whose fault is that? That the agenda isn't being pushed. It's men's fault.
It's generalization.
No, because women are not going to shush a man speaking up for us. That's the thing. We live in a patriarchal society.
I don't know about that.
I'm gonna stand on the fence because once again, I'm saying like if I stood up, they'd be like, "Shut up! You're just trying to get with
but
that girl."
But who's saying that?
They're out there though.
Social men networks. Are saying that though.
So men and women, because women are trying to defend.
So those
women
are also trash.
That are trash.
So those women are trash. So I'm saying. So like that's why I continuously say everyone should be a feminist, because feminism not only extends to women, it extends to men, because a patriarchal society, the one that we live in, is harmful to you guys as well. Actually, it's just as harmful to you.
I wouldn't say to you guys. I'm an African American male, so I mean. This society's never been for me my entire life.
Well, I'm saying, so, but either way, it's still harmful. And, like, on a general sense, as
10,000%.
Men, as men, like, men don't cry. You can't show emotion. That's toxic. That's terrible.
That's a society thing, though. Because in Europe, that's a whole different thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We live in a patriarchal society. So feminism is trying to trump that, to allow men to cry, to allow men to.
And now we have more men speaking up. We have more men doing things. We have more men going into mental institutions to get the help they need. We have more men speaking out.
Mental health is just another
conversation. So, you know, in the next 10 to 20 years, sure, there might be men on the same level as women for the feminist, you know, thing. But we're growing into it now because we've always been told, don't speak about your emotions.
Right.
You can't do this. You've never. And then a lot of men also, if we're going to go into stereotypes, the inner city, it's like 60-something percent don't have men in their life. So their mothers are the ones telling them, don't cry.
Right, right. Well, that's an issue that I have with
other
women.
Don't talk about that woman who touched you. I know my friend touched you. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. So it's like not just we, but as men, don't have the, whatchamacallit, the background to speak about a lot of things.
Right. But that goes back to this patriarchal bullshit society that we live in, which is nonsense and trash, which makes both men and women trash.
FDT.
So that's where the sentiment comes from. It's not necessarily a relationship thing, which a lot of the times it does, but like a lot of the times it's also be an ally. Speak up for your friends. Believe your friends. Believe the women in your life. That's it.
Yeah. I think,
okay. Game time.
Smash or pass?
Or pass. Who's going first?
We will. Boys versus girls. Okay.
Girls first.
Are you doing all eight, or are we going back and forth, or what?
We can go back and forth.
Yeah, we'll go back and forth.
Okay. We'll start congregation easy. Like to make it diverse as possible.
That's where all eight
are. We're inclusive.
Lit.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did too.
So first,
we're like, we need more white women.
Yeah. First, Rihanna.
Ha!
We even said, I hope they bring up Rihanna.
Of course, we're gonna bring up Rihanna because we're smashing Rihanna.
Robin Rihanna Fenty.
That's my girl.
That's her girl. She's the Rihanna to my Beyonce. I'm Beyonce. Mm. Obviously, I'm Beyonce.
It's always one.
Oh, you're Beyonce hater.
I didn't say Beyonce hater.
Just saying, there's always a Beyonce fan somewhere.
So you guys would smash Rihanna.
Of course, easily. I'm smashing.
We would all smash Rihanna.
I'd go broke
for Rihanna.
Dope.
You guys.
Okay, first one, Idris Elba.
Oh, smash!
I think I love him. I'm passing.
Really?
What? I don't think he's that fine.
The accent.
I was about to say you're not going for the London accent.
Yes.
Yep.
All day.
No, I don't like him.
That boy will talk your bridges off.
maybe. But if I saw him, like if I'm picking him out of a lineup, no.
Oh my
Interesting. So kind of surprised.
We're friends sometimes, but
well, you need her so you guys don't go after the same guy.
Yeah, exactly. True.
Because we never do.
Yeah, true.
We never do.
We Bless. Never do.
Bless.
Go ahead.
Scarlett Johansson.
Recent Scarlett Johansson, or like when she first came out, Scarlett Johansson. What? When she first came out, she was bad.
You think she's aged?
Facts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So today, Scarlett Johansson, you're passing.
Pass. Yes.
But previous Scarlett Johansson, you're smashing.
Pass.
Wow. Oh, so you're passing.
Pass on both. Personally.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Are you into white women?
No.
Okay. Mm. So then I was like, I got it.
I don't think there's many that can do it. I just,
really?
I just don't. It's just, yeah.
Fair.
Near or there.
Fair. Mm-hmm. Fair. 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 So past Scarlett Johansson is a smash for Lowe's. Scarlett Johansson in general is a pass for Jordan.
It's a Rondo pass.
Mm. Hit him with the 1-2s.
Automatic. That's what I say.
Go. All right. Interesting.
All right. You can do the next.
We're going to go with Mr. Ryan Reynolds.
Mm. Smash in front of my parents. Smash.
Wow.
Wow.
Smash, smash, smash.
Has your, have your parents been listening to this? Because my mom,
no,
my mom
parents don't. That's
my
why.
Mom's going to say...
Maya. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna be like, Laura,
we grown.
You can get it too.
We
Ryan Reynolds is one of the loves of my life.
Wow. I'd pass only for my friend.
No, we're no, not
no,
doing
no.
that, bro.
No, you're not doing that. You're not thinking of a specific situation.
Okay, I'm gonna smash your dudes too, so we're smashing over passing.
Fine.
No, we're not. Thank
Sex
you.
So good.
Mine's
for free.
Yeah, okay. Fine. Next, you
smash.
Pick.
Mila Kunis.
Oh. Smash. Shout out to Mila Kunis.
Smash?
Smash.
Smash.
Smash on both ends.
She has no body, but I
yeah.
just feel like she...
Are you a body man?
What? Come on now. I'm not getting with no sticks.
It's a wholesome black man right here.
Really?
It's a wholesome black man. Black of the berry, sweet of the juice.
Oh.
Think of the dye. I'm not going down that road. I'm going down that
Interesting.
Road.
Okay, fair.
Oh, yeah.
So easy. Smash.
Smash. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
It's a collective smash.
We use the congregation.
Easy.
I guess.
All right, third one. Just a different one. Hugh Jackman.
Oh,
pass.
Wow. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Ugh, Priyanka Chopra.
Nick Jonas's fiance.
Oh.
Ugh.
Pass.
Pass,
thank God.
I don't know. I've never really like looked at her.
I couldn't date her because I can't even pronounce her name. So.
But do you think she's beautiful?
I think she's attractive, but I mean, I've never seen her in person, so.
We haven't seen any. Have you seen any of these women in person?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry. I don't think she's that bad.
You're,
I think I'm better.
You're biased. So. She's biased because Nick Jonas was the love of her
exactly.
life. Exactly. Until he got engaged, and now it's all
I
about
got
the
it.
Sevens.
Whatever.
Moving forward.
All right, next up we have, so we went off, you know, because we were talking about personalities and all that stuff, mixing in Jonah Hill.
Yes, I'm smashing.
Nah.
I'm marrying Jonah Hill.
You want to be a polygamist or what? Like, I feel like you have, like, you want Nick Jonas, you want Chris Evans.
I want them all. Okay.
She wants somebody.
Are you guys somebody?
No. I would marry Jonah Hill.
Oh, no.
He's so funny. He's,
yeah,
he seems
Jonah
dope. He probably, he's
yeah,
Jewish
so you would friend
as well.
Zone him.
I would friend zone him. Mm. Sorry, Jonah.
It's okay.
I'm over that.
I appreciate you.
He's got a great personality. I'm marrying him.
Shout out.
Shout out, Jonah.
Okay.
He probably has a great family. He's Jewish. Oh, we're L'chaim, bro.
Mazel tov.
Yeah,
Mazel. December.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Angela Bassett.
Oh, God. That's... Woo. Listen, she's played a mother in a lot of movies, and them thighs do not lie. That is a OG smash for me. Angela Bassett is, what, 60? And she's...
Fine.
What?
Bad.
Like
I let her. I would
wine.
Let her show
what?
Me the facts of life.
Come yeah.
No.
That's an OG. That's a fine wine.
She's making
smash.
You stuff you've never had before, never tasted. You're talking about knowledge in the bedroom. Knowledge.
I went.
Oh my God.
You
want to
talk about exercise?
Yeah.
I hope you guys can give us an old dude like that then too, because I need that.
Yeah. Carlos, go.
Oh.
No. Wait. Did you say smash or pass?
He said smash.
Oh yeah. I'm
oh,
smashing.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Facts.
Yeah, she showed me the facts of life.
We is the men, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
All right, this one, where did we stop? Oh, Kevin Hart.
Nice. He's short and
short.
He's a cheater.
See, that's exactly why we brought it up.
Out of here.
His jokes are,
but he's
like,
paid.
Old.
I don't care.
We went with
the short guy, but still funny, but
he's not that funny. If he hadn't cheated, then...
Oh, so...
Then, the cheating thing does make a difference.
There was terms.
He's also 5'4". Absolutely not. What about... I gotta think of my children.
Wait. Our turn.
But I was just gonna say, what about the other ones? What if they cheated? I mean, and you don't know about it.
They're also not 5'4".
Yeah. Height has a lot to do.
I feel for short dudes, man.
Excuse me, Jordan said... What's okay? So you said you had a height preference.
Absolutely.
Are we too short? We're 5'4". She's 5'4". I'm 5'3".
My mom is 5'3", personally.
Oh, are you okay?
My dad's 6'6".
I said. So is that a yes or no?
Yeah. So are we too short for you?
Personally, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm offended.
I don't know where you want me to go with that.
Same.
Because usually that doesn't happen with girls. That's
right.
Why.
I've never had a man
say
be
I
like.
Too short.
I think height is just presence. It's beautiful. It's Amazon.
But you can have a presence and not be 5'7".
Yeah.
Well, I mean if we're going there, yeah. I was gonna go like 5'9".
But you guys are saying
5'10".
The same thing about 100%. Shorter dudes.
No.
You're just not used to the.
Yeah. Yes. I'm trying to get over it because I have an issue with height. Mm-hmm. I went on the last date that I went on, the guy was 5'6". I was taller than him in my heels. It's never happened to me in my life. I'm 5'4" on a good day. I'm 5'3" and like 3/4".
Mm.
So for me, I'm like a man shouldn't be smaller than me because that's crazy. Because I'm a small person.
Right.
So he was, and he was great. Like,
you just
he
want
really
that protective man vibe.
Yeah, I like a bigger body. Like I just like that. But
so
he
I'm
was
looking
awesome.
Out for the next generation.
Exactly. That's another thing that I said too. I was like, I don't want my offspring to be shorter than me.
I need my kid on varsity freshman year.
Facts,
exactly. Like facts. You yeah. gotta dunk on people.
Or swim.
Yeah.
I don't know about swim.
Or run.
Do something. Anyways, but I gave it a chance, and I was like, "Yo, like he's dope. Like we get along really well. He's awesome." And I was willing to look it over, but he didn't hit me back. So whatever. Next, Kylie Jenner. Problematic.
But
everything in that family's got to go. I'm sick of all of them.
Okay.
Truly.
I was more so towards Kendall, but then that. Ah, damn, I feel bad saying this, but that picture of her dropped that she was like running on the beach or whatever.
Oh, with her titties out?
It didn't look good. So
I think Kourtney is the only one that I actually like. Kourtney was the only one where I was like, you know what, if she wasn't a Kardashian, but I'd because she's in that family, like I just feel like they're just brainwashed. They're literally the cast of Get Out in real life.
Ooh, facts.
So I just, you know, I don't think anybody needs to belong to them, but money makes it.
But it's not a relationship. This is like a secret. You're purely just
non-disclosure
smashing
agreement.
Cheeks.
Oh man,
yeah,
that changed
sure.
a lot of these things.
I don't know. Probably still pass.
Still pass?
Yeah. Because cool. I can get with a stripper that has the same body as her.
True. Yeah. Shout out to Sam's.
Okay. Ooh, Sam got the dark too.
Oh. Men are trash. okay. Man. Their turn.
Is it?
No.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, we got one for you guys. Mr. 44. Uncle Barry from the South Side, Mr. Barack.
I absolutely am smashing Barack Obama. Absolutely.
You're going to disrespect Michelle
like that? For real. That's auntie.
Oh, you going to mess up auntie's house?
I ain't messing. I'm not going to cause problems afterwards.
I'm done.
Wait.
It's the principality of the situation.
He married?
Women are trash.
Oh, my God.
Because now you're breaking up happy homes.
Breaking families. Yo,
presidential family.
House is not a home when you're in it.
For the record,
I'm still smashing Barack Obama.
Jasmine, what about you?
Nah, he's uncle.
Okay. What?
I respect him. No.
You have to respect the vote.
Are we talking about family? We're talking about the person individually.
Yes, and I get that, and no.
Pass. But I see him as family, and you're messing up my uncle's house.
I'm seeing him as my homegirl's uncle, that I'm like, yo, what's good with your uncle? He's fine.
So you would ask Sasha, be like, yo, your mom and dad ever argue?
No, I'm not breaking up a happy home.
Any problems lately, or what?
I'm not breaking up a happy home, but if Barack Obama is single, and I meet him at a bar, and he's like...
Uncle Barry from the South Side.
Nah. Yeah, I don't give a shit. He comes through, he's single at the bar. Yes, absolutely.
You're into eloquence.
I love a smart man. That's I love an intelligent man.
Yeah, and he's like... a lefty. Mm. Great man.
Are you left-handed? So is she. Come on now. Right hands.
I was about to say. That's why we said, okay. Makes sense.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not. I didn't know that he was left-handed.
I didn't know that either. Anyways.
Beyonce.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm upset that it took this long.
I'm good.
As a person.
Flat out, just sex?
Yes, this is all this is. This isn't a relationship. I think you gotta think. We're not, this isn't fuck, marry, kill. This is just smash or pass.
To say I did, yes, I would smash.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but I don't want her. I don't want nothing to do. If I can have Robin, Rihanna, Fenty, I am not dealing with Beyonce.
I've never looked at Beyonce like that.
Never. She's an average girl to me.
Like, she's attractive, obviously, but she's just, I don't know. I think you guys place her performance.
You travel the world, I'm telling you, there are women
I feel like Rihanna's average.
What the hell are you talking
about? Barbadian, Amazonian woman.
I feel like that's weird because, like, now you're like.
She's 5'9", she's colored eyes.
She's 5'7".
Okay, she's 5'7".
So is Beyonce. Beyonce's 5'7".
Beyonce's 5'3".
No, she's not.
I'll put 200 push-ups on the line after we go on this podcast.
I'm not doing 200 push-ups. Absolutely not.
Don't make
I'll do five squats.
She makes bets all the time. And she does.
I don't live up to it. I do five squats. I'm not giving you money.
But anyways, long story short, if I can have Rihanna, I'm not going after Beyonce.
But this isn't a Rihanna 0%. Or Beyonce conversation. This is just, are you smashing Beyonce?
Yes, I would smash just to say I did, yes.
Yeah, that's the same thing. I mean,
I'm good on any MLK Boulevard. I'm good.
What's that mean?
Are you good on any MLK Boulevard? Yes or no? Are you smashing yes or no?
Honestly, no.
Okay, so fair. Pass and smash just say... He smashed Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Smash the smash.
Beyonce is
that's us,
who's
right?
Next for us?
We
next
had.
Go ahead.
Garth Brooks.
No.
No? You like
pass, bro?
You like?
Well, we had to get diversity.
I like white man, so you pick Garth Brooks.
No, he's a country singer.
Yeah.
So wait, hold on. I said I like Chris Evans.
Is Chris Evans on this list?
Right.
No. Why would that would have been too obvious. That would have been too obvious.
Okay. I'm smashing Chris Evans in front of everybody. Okay. Thank you. All
right.
That was Maya. I'm signing out. XOXO.
Oh, they know.
Gossip Girl.
Okay. Viola Davis.
Nah.
Pass.
Yeah?
Pass. That's auntie from Fences to me.
Okay. That's fair.
She's just very, like, she's like a respectful, I'm not saying Angela Bassett's not respectful, but I respect Viola Davis is like a.
Angela Bassett's also more conventionally attractive than Viola Davis is.
Facts.
So let's be real about that.
Yeah.
But I was just like for like the wisdom sense of it.
I just can't. I can't.
You don't have sex with people.
No disrespect. I hope to work with you one day.
I mean, yeah. If they have the truth. The wisdom. If they know how to view it properly.
They have to. True. Just like J-Lo.
Older women are. Yeah.
J-Lo was on our list, but we didn't add her. No. You guys smashing and passing J-Lo.
Easy.
Ooh, he's been wrong.
Okay.
The seed will be planted.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if she can have seeds, but we're going to keep trying. Cause
she has two kids.
She's 40. Well, she's 49 now. I don't know if she can still get pregnant.
Yo, I have a woman that I work out with that got, her baby is now a year old and she's 51.
Oh, damn.
So.
Pushing, huh?
Yeah. Was that it for you guys?
I think we have one more. Yeah, there's one more after that.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna go first, and our final one is Mr. Russell Wilson.
Pass. He's like racist, isn't he?
Huh?
Oh no, Russell Wilson, like
Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks. Sierra.
Oh, I'm thinking Russell Crowe.
Oh.
I was like, isn't he racist? Russell Wilson. No, I'm passing.
I feel like he's corny. Yeah, I was about to say
he's so corny.
All right,
Jasmine.
I like corny, but pass.
Too corny.
There's too corny. A such thing as too corny. I like corny too. I love corny, but he's way corny. His corniness and his attractiveness don't match up.
Yeah.
Okay. But like I said, I would marry Jonah Hill, who's not he's not attractive, but there's something about him that's sexy to me.
Oh, look,
it's his sense of humor.
A tube of lube.
No, I love Jonah Hill. I think he's so funny. Oh, same with McLovin. I don't know what his name is.
All right.
Name
is, yeah.
Scott Pilgrim also.
We almost brought him up, actually.
Michael Cera?
Yeah.
I am marrying him.
It was either Jonah Hill or Michael
Cera. She loves
both. I'm marrying both.
Loves nerdy, lanky white men. Yeah. I don't know why.
Love it.
But that's like her. That's her thing.
Michael Cera's awesome. Okay. He's just dope too. He's
but
funny.
I don't think you would.
Same thing with Matthew Gray Gubler.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Or I don't even see her like accepting a date from like one of those people in real life. Not them specifically, but someone like that.
I would not if they came up to me. Like,
hi, how are you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
right, like if I knew them, like if they were somebody's friend and we were all at dinner and like I got to know his personality and like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know who she like loves?
Hmm.
I can't even say it. I can't even say it.
The hell?
He was at the wedding.
Okay.
He was,
Shout out to the wedding guy. Yeah. We see you. Or they see you.
Oh, okay, okay.
Love him.
She loves him.
Really?
She loves him. Everything. Like,
shoot
everything.
Your shot.
I can see.
He's married.
But would she, back in the day? Like, now I can kind of see why. He's a little less.
No, because back in the day, her type was more athletic. But, now.
Right. No, back in the day, was still.
Yeah,
I've always liked cornball. I don't know. I don't know what he looked like back then. But we hung out, and it was, like, not, like, just us two. Like, he was around.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to tell you this story
after. I was just like, Jasmine knew. She was, like, she looked at me, and I was like, bro.
That's funny.
Get this married man away from me, because I'm not about to break up a home.
See? Okay.
And I'm not going to.
Well, you've been ready since Barack, but anyways.
Excuse me?
True. All right, guys. We're bringing it back. We didn't do it the last episode, right?
No.
No. All right. So, this time, it's wine time or wine mimosa time, because we're doing mimosas.
Oh, I thought that
was lame. Okay. We can cheers though. Cheers.
Clink, clink.
Clink.
Clink is intense. All right, so you guys know what we do. We're going to six brown chicks. Shout out six brown chicks. Reading their write-ins, and we'll see what the boys think. So,
me and Carlos, the men congregation.
Do yes.
Like to be called boys.
Yes, please.
Oh, just saying.
Respect
God,
to society.
The guys.
excuse me, ladies. It's big dick energy only over here, apparently.
So they get to be called ladies, but we're called boys? That's crazy.
I didn't call you a boy. Don't talk to me like that. I said, God. I said, I didn't call you a boy.
Girls are trash.
Oh, women are trash. Question two. Question
Thank
one.
Thank you. Oh, question one. Well, I was reading the tweet.
Okay.
I've been dating a woman for about 2 months. No matter the occasion or the time of day, when I stop by her place, there's porn playing in her front room. When we talk on the phone, there's porn playing in the background.
What
the f- to do? So what would you guys do?
Yo, I'm asking, what's really good? You're so into porn or what? Like, That's interesting. I don't know. I feel like I would be shocked, honestly, because I think it's not as...
Women don't watch. I mean, I don't watch porn for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And, like, for him to hear it in the background, I'd be like, yo.
You're going out of your way if you can hear it in the background of your phone.
I think so.
Yeah.
To, like, not hide it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think she has a problem.
Maybe,
She's
yeah.
an info. She's
yeah,
an
she
info.
May be an info.
She
yeah.
has a problem.
At the end of the day, no, I can't talk to her.
So that you cut it.
I gotta cut.
I'd be curious, to be honest.
This is so much competition at that point. Like, all she's doing is just watching porn. Like,
right.
Think of all
What's
the
that
men.
That's true. That's
Don
true.
Don John, right?
Who?
Don Juan.
Don, the
movie
with,
Don Juan.
Yeah. With, I love him too.
Yep.
Jordan Gordon Levitt.
Sure.
Joseph
Gordon
Levitt.
Jordan Levitt.
Love him too.
All he did was watch porn. And then he fell in love with that old girl. That old woman.
Scarlett Johansson was in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was.
She, like, broke up with him or whatever?
Yep.
See?
Yeah, that was his woman, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Well.
All right, so you guys are cutting it. What would you do if it was Guy?
I would not talk to him because I feel like men that are just excessively watching porn, like, just want to...
Have issues.
Yeah, and, like, maybe. I can't perform the way porn stars can.
Exactly.
I know. Yeah. I'm self-aware enough to know that, and... And yeah, I mean, I don't have a size issue, but, like, I'm also not just going to be sitting here, like, having sex 23
watching,
out of 24 hours a day.
I'm not watching porn.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Second question. Or second write-in. Nice, quiet type with some damn sense, or so I thought. The first time we had sex, he dressed up in black and made me say, salute your dark lord.
Yo.
I was just hanging around for the weed, so I did it. But now I'm worried about a curse. Help.
For the weed.
You gotta go get baptized.
Honestly.
You gotta go get cleansed. You have to.
I'm surprised she even told that story.
Not between on a separate account. I have not sent it in my stuff. Yeah,
no
right.
picture. Nah,
yeah,
that's...
Right.
Wait, so what's the question? Like, what?
What would you guys do in that situation?
If,
like,
I was her?
Guys...
Or if I...
No, if you were having sex with a girl and she was like...
I need you to say some weird shit.
I mean, I'm going to tell her no because I'm flaccid and then leave.
I'm flaccid.
I'm like, wow, that was just awkward. I'm done.
Give her that Kawhi laugh. Easily mad.
Yeah, I think that's weird. I'm not into the I'm not into role playing. If
just certain things are weird. Yeah. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, role plays are
limit. I'm like, I'm not gonna close myself off to certain things, but salute your dark lord. I don't believe in the devil.
I gotta go.
I'm not opening my spirit up to that.
I would laugh so hard, bro. I'd be like, what?
Are you yeah. Can you imagine? Like, nah. you're getting hot and heavy. You're getting hot and heavy, and he says, salute your dark lord. I'm gonna be like,
it's like bro, a American what? Horror story.
Really?
Right.
Though. Yeah.
I haven't. Okay. I'm afraid of that latex suit thing.
Yeah.
And
that's the devil that impregnated whatever the woman, and now Michael Langdon's born because the latex suit dude screwed her.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the devil, and I'm not here for that. So.
Interesting.
All right. Well, Jasmine doesn't watch American Horror
I don't watch it.
So. Oh, okay.
I don't like to be scared.
It's not even that scary.
It's not.
I don't care.
It's not even scary.
It's not. Yeah. It's not. It's not.
Oh. Okay. Well, that wraps it up.
Man, I hope we said exactly what we were thinking.
Any final thoughts, gentlemen? Okay. What do you want the ladies to know?
That they're single.
We'll do it individually. Carlos and then Jordan. Give us your thoughts.
Closing ceremonies.
Okay. Us watching your story after, you know... Whatever has happened shouldn't be a weird thing. I think that would be my first one.
Mm-hmm.
Friends with benefits. Got to figure out when's the appropriate time to talk about it. I think we're still, men and women are still on different spectrums with that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Fair.
Right. I think that's it, though.
Okay.
Ghosting, I'm sorry.
Oh. That's it. No
ghosting. Okay. Ghosting. I'm sorry.
I was like,
I'm sorry.
To all the women I've ghosted before.
To all the women. Exactly. There's the fucking title of the episode.
Yep. To all the women I've ghosted before.
Yikes.
Oh man.
Jordan, it's your turn.
All right. Closing comments. I think the biggest thing to take away from this not only is you guys are dope for putting together something like this, sharing an opinion from this region, the Valley. It was my first time up in here like this, so shout out to that. But no matter where you're listening to, no matter where you're listening from, just know that what you put your time into is what you're going to invest in. You know what I'm saying? If you're okay with the friends with benefits, you can't be upset when you're surrounded by people that want just that. If you know your worth, you know what you're worth. Don't go on dates if you're financially not secure enough, or don't pick places like we were talking about if you're not financially secure enough. Continue to have fun, but continue to grow no matter what it is. The perfect person is out there for you, or the closest thing to you in your opinion. You guys are super dope. Thank you once again for letting me come on this.
This was fun.
Definitely for the men's point of view. Men of America, we're out here for y'all. Don't worry.
Please be.
Bye.
So. Love you guys. Oh, okay. Well, we've got... I love you guys.
They call you a boy. Stand up for yourself.
And text me first. That's all.
we'll have pictures for that, guys.
Yeah.
Text him. He's cute. And he's nice. Tech flows too. He's cute and he's nice.
I got braces. They didn't work. I got a receding hairline.
Do you? He has a bandana on right now. We can't tell.
No, not at all. My shit's been crisp my whole life.
So he's a liar. He's also a Capricorn, so be very wary, ladies.
For the second time. It's okay.
He'd be wary. Well, Carlos is a Scorpio, so.
No.
Yes, I'm hurting. Yes, I'm dating.
It's so bad how much I feel Drake on a lot of things, so I just be like.
I'm a Weeknd fan, so everything I believe for is the Weeknd.
Okay, so again, Jordan has his own podcast.
Check him out.
He's on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Yes, ma'am. Say Aloud Podcast, bringing something that a lot of people need to hear, and that's all positive news and testimonies.
Yeah, I listened to your last episode. It was good.
Thank you.
So this wraps up episode 5.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We love you.
We have one more episode after this.
Mm-hmm, for this season.
Dang.
My midlife crisis as I come up to 27. I'll be 27 in a month.
Yeah. So coming of age episode. Yeah. We'll go down memory lane a little bit. But for now, rate, subscribe.
Review.
Comment.
Give us a follow.
Again, participate in
Thank you for 5 stars.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate you.
Thank you for 5 stars.
All right.
See you guys next time.